Alaska senators are reacting to President Obama's announcement yesterday that he's scrapping the Bush-era missile defense system in Europe in favor of a more mobile, cheaper system. The move away from the European ground-based system has the congressional delegation wondering what it means for Fort Greely in Delta Junction. It also hosts a ground-based system designed to shoot down long and mid-range missiles. President Obama says countries like Iran present a threat through short-range missiles, not long-range ones. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's concerned the president's plan will leave the U.S. vulnerable.
It concerns me about the future of missile defense in Alaska and on a larger scale, just the future of ground-based missile defense for our nation.
Murkowski says Congress had no heads up about the change in plan. Republicans blasted it, while Democrats largely praised the president's decision to cancel radar units in the Czech Republic and interceptors in Poland. Instead, the system will be mobile and mostly based in ships. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who also served under President Bush, supports Obama's decision. Democratic Senator Mark Begich has been a champion of the missile defense system, but says the shift in direction in Europe may ultimately strengthen the Alaska-based program.
The ground base in Europe was a big discussion point of this whole mix. Well, now that's out of it. It makes our system, I think, even more valuable.
Begich says now Alaska will have the only back-end part of the system designed to stop long-range attacks. He says Defense Secretary Gates and top military leaders have testified to Congress that an effective program must include some long-range defense.
I don't disagree with having the more mobile system, but that's based on what technology North Korea and Iran have today. Our own people tell us in 5 years they'll have ground-based missiles that will be long-range. And for us not to be ahead of that curve would be a huge mistake.
Despite Senator Begich's optimism, the White House has reined in plans at Fort Greely in recent months and advocated capping the number of silos there. Critics of the missile defense program also question its reliability. But Begich says with cost savings now in the European system, he hopes to bring more money home to Alaska. Senator Murkowski says she's not as hopeful the Fort Greely program will get a boost.
I might, if there had not been such mixed signals and dare I suggest, negative signals just earlier this year. So far, the administration has not demonstrated any willingness to revisit their earlier decision to cap the number of missiles there at Fort Greely.
The White House has not given any indication this week that the plans for Europe will affect the Alaska-based system.